You know, it's interesting, the season series with this team has gone this way a little bit. Some big scores from both teams. Us sometimes with a big lead, them sometimes with a big lead. It just seems like these teams tend to score in bunches at times. And we had, you know, so many great chances early. We were really happy with what we were generating. And unfortunately, those just didn't go in. Theirs went in a few in a row, and that gave them a bit of a cushion. So we feel like we generated quite a bit, and there were a lot of things we did well. Some things we want to clean up defensively, of course, but I really don't feel, nor do the players feel, like the score was indicative of the game. And now it's time to recover and get back at it. Regardless of what the score is, regardless of what the scoring chances are, it's all over the course of a full seven-game series. And whether we had won tonight by seven or won by one, or lost by seven or lost by one, you park it and you're on to game two, and that's your only focus. You just really have to live in the present.
A different kind of physicality out there with this team, unlike you had with the Vancouver team. Comment on how you're going to adjust and adapt to that physical play that they brought.
Yeah, I thought we were physical as well, and them also, but also speed. You know, speed is really the most important thing for our guys. We want to use our speed on the entry and in the offensive zone and pressuring when we don't have the puck. So we can play fast. We think that's an advantage for us.
You stole the answer to my first question. It's going to be how key was not burying your chances in that first period. Could have been a different game altogether.
I agree 100%. Yeah, I think, you know, we get even one earlier. Could have been two or three. We're feeling great and we're in more control of the game and there's more flow to it. But yeah, unfortunately, they got a couple and we had to really battle back from that. And I thought we still did. You know, I thought we kept playing and we got more chances. And two hit the knob of Day's stick. And he played well, don't get me wrong, but there were a couple that we thought were in for sure that just didn't go. And but you've got to persevere. Like I said, game one against Vancouver was the same thing. We felt like we had good chances. They converted more than we did, but eventually over the course of the seven-game series, we did our best to even that out. Fortunately, we were successful there, and we're gonna try to do the same thing here.
Came in looking like Outhouse was the favorite goaltender. It looked like they had his number in terms of high shots that they were taking.
Well, a few just, I think, found their way through, and a couple of those shots that went in that were straight shots, they let go from, you know, really prime scoring areas where we had just pressed up the ice, had a great chance and maybe missed, and then we were a little bit late getting back because we had been, you know, pressing on offense, and they got a look from, you know, a really high-quality scoring area. So I don't think, you know, that's indicative of any kind of trend. It was more just where they were shooting from and the types of scoring chances they had.
Dan, with looks like Igor's out. Five guys out. How are you going to handle this the rest of the series?
Igor's pretty tough. I'm sure he'll be all right. But if he's not, again, we've got the depth. You know, that's one thing we've been really happy about all year, the job that Cam and his staff have done to create depth and versatility on the team. Next man up, it's playoffs, and every team goes through it. There's attrition at every point throughout the playoffs. You just got to answer and get back at it. We've got a group that can do that.